The devotional for today was written by Darren Rogers. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Psalm 148 is a beautiful illustration of all creation being encouraged to praise the Lord. For all creation was created to reflect and magnify the Creator's glory. Humanity was created in the image of the Almighty to praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Isaiah described mountains and hills breaking out in song, while trees would clap their hands in adoration to God. However, as our world deteriorates and humanity marginalizes the pain of those who do not look like them, how is it even possible to come alongside the psalmist amidst such intense suffering and still praise the Lord? Human nature might suggest that it is much too hard to praise the Lord when life is challenging beyond measure and that the life is too painful to voice our praise. Yet the psalmist resolutely exhorts us to praise the Lord. Psalm 148 begins with God being praised in the highest corners of heaven by the angels and all his host. That praise flows and filters from heaven down through the rain clouds, over mountains, through fire, hail, snow, frost, and wind. It is expressed in every living creature on the land, sea, and air. But the question to be answered is, will humanity come alongside of creation to glorify the Lord through praise? The fulfillment of the Lord's prayer is realized when humanity joins creation to praise God. If the Lord is praised on earth as he is in heaven, then his kingdom will come, his will be done, and God's presence will inhabit the praises of God's people on earth as God is in heaven. Yes, we can and must praise God in this world of pain and suffering, because praising God brings the kingdom of heaven into our broken world. Let us pray. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Let all of heaven and earth bow before you and offer a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. You inhabit every utterance of praise that we offer to you. Help us to look beyond our present circumstances and praise you until your kingdom comes and your will is done on earth as in heaven. Amen.